Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 78, a quickie. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, that's me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because life imitates art, art imitates, well, just, you know, they're all mixed up. So, I guess if you know me, you're welcome here. You also don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. If you don't know me, no idea how you got here, but you're welcome to listen. You just might not make as much sense to you as to somebody who knows who I am and what I'm about. Having said that, if you're just joining now, whether you know me or not, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will pretty much bring you up to date, at least to the beginning of this year. I'd stick with those. I'd advise against binging the whole series of updates. It's not designed to be listened to as a serial podcast. It might just be boring. So I'd advise just sort of, if you want to listen to old ones, just dip in and out. Dip in and out. You're not missing anything. There's no story. There's no overarching story here. Right. So for those of you who are just joining, last week's update was late and came out on Tuesday. So I only have this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to update you on for this installment because I'm recording this on Friday. So let's head right into the updates. YTG, Tuesday, this past Tuesday, was our last time on the first floor until the production week starts, which is on August 12th, which is 10 days from when I'm recording this. I'll come back to this. I think we worked out two scenes. Like we figured them out, played with them, kind of have an idea of how those are going to work now. And Wednesday, we kind of decided, most of the character stuff has now been dropped. The play kind of follows the sort of, I'd written sort of like a character narrative. That's, the narrative's been kept, but the characters have been removed. So yeah, we spent Wednesday working out scene order based on the scenes that we've got so far. Thursday. Oh, and then we worked on the last new scene was worked on Thursday morning, which was based on an idea I brought in. Thursday, we ended up spending that doing costume stuff. I had to go to the storage unit with Cortez, our fashion guy, in the morning. He's handling a lot of the costume organization and designing as much as this show is designed, he's sort of in charge of the show. So we went to the costume storage unit in the morning, pulled some stuff, also had to pull some fabric that we need for the set. And then when we got back, it looked like the building owners needed to use the studio to do some preparation for some other stuff. And actually, we were kind of focused on costume things. So we ended up packing up and heading out to go basically price checking and shopping for like the ensemble costume pieces, the pieces that we're going to wear when we're not playing a specific character. So we didn't buy anything yet, but we've kind of got those sussed out. We'll probably make that decision next week. And having said all this, I'm wondering again, like last year, if my complete non-hierarchical approach is working. This group, we don't have the tyranny of voting, but yeah, anyway, so there are two questions actually, as I'm trying to work this out, like how am I liking this? So there's two questions, and this would have to do with every show that I work on in terms of like how committed, like how well the process is working. So one, is the show good? And you can't really know that until the show's over. And I won't know until this show's over whether I think a version that was more influenced by me could have been better or would have been worse. I am perfectly prepared for that to go either way, and actually hoping that I like it more than I think I would have liked my own version. Because I mean, look, there've been shows that I've had more influence on, and I think in retrospect I should have listened to the other collaborators more. Or like, I think I should, not that I didn't listen to them, but I think I think the group should have gone with other ideas other than mine. So, don't know. So the second question is, do I feel like I have enough creative input? You know, I started running my own theater company because I felt like I didn't have enough input as an actor into the creative process. And having then made my own shows for a bunch of years, I really wanted to give that feeling of, you know, having creative involvement to everyone. But for the last two summers anyway, I felt like I actually haven't had enough input on the projects that I've worked on. So last year's theater lab, so the one we did this past December, Consent, that felt like collective, but also like I felt like I was, you know, I had creative input on that. I felt like I had a fair amount of creative input on that. And I felt that, yeah. And last spring's Jekyll and Hyde, not the summer show, but the showcase version of Jekyll and Hyde that we did, that one also felt like I had a lot of creative input. And to be honest, like after having done the showcase, we've done it a second time, there's stuff that I wanted in there that I think we would have removed if it hadn't been I would have considered removing because nobody liked them. If it hadn't been a showcase and the point hadn't been to just show everything and get feedback. But showcases and labs are really different than these main stage summer shows. The philosophy is different for the showcases and labs. We're showing ideas. So things that feel sort of outside the universe of the show sometimes don't go in on main stage shows. And they do go in on showcases and theater labs because the point is to experiment and get feedback. But also the showcases and labs tend to be done during times of the year where I don't have very many ensemble members. So there's usually four or five of us. And so maybe that's something that's like, it's a group size thing. Maybe the large groups are hard, but then, you know, going back to 2019, that was a huge group. And I felt like that was that collaborative process. I felt like I had the level of creative involvement that I wanted there. Anyway, so I think I could deal. And then, and I think I said this last summer as well, like, you know, we divided the show into two and I said that I felt Michael, who directed the second half and then I directed the first half, I felt like if either of us had come to the show and either of the other person's versions of the show and it had already been half done and our job was to support the other, I think either of us would have done that. It was because we'd been working from scratch that we weren't able to do that. We weren't able to feel like connected to the other half of the show. So I don't know. I also think I could deal with less input if I didn't also feel like I was doing a lot of the shit jobs. This year is actually pretty good with people sort of stepping up. But there's still, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that has to be done by me because by the time I train someone how to do that, it's too late. Like the job is done basically. So yeah, there's that. And because I do a lot of like also the work between the shows, you know, the taxes and the grotty stuff. I think if I wasn't doing all of that and I was coming in as an ensemble member, it would be easier for me to sort of, to feel more comfortable going with the flow. Anyway, this is all to say, I'm not upset. I'm not complaining because I've had ensembles where I was the only person who really had creative input and I didn't like that. I didn't really like that as that either. I wouldn't want to do that on every show. I don't want the show to be about like me and my ego. And I think other people's ideas not only are valuable, but some, and also frequently better than mine. But I don't know. I'm just, it's a feelings thing. So it's really hard to quantify. It's hard to analyze. But this is all YTG basically is an ongoing experiment. And if I'm going to keep doing this, if I'm able to keep doing this, you know, I'm going to need to keep reevaluating and changing things. I thought I had my answer in 2019 with Antigone. And then last summer, and things had sort of went on from the shows from there. And then last summer threw me on my ass. And I thought I'd solved that because I thought I'd solved what I felt had gone wrong last year. But now I don't know. I don't know. And like I said, I don't think anything's specifically gone wrong this year, but it's not exactly the process that I want. But then every show process is different, even when it is what I want. And I'm trying to put my finger on it. Like, what is it that I want, even? It's really, yeah, because as I say, I want to give everybody involved the joy of having creative input, the joy of having significant creative input. I also want to have I want to have that for myself, but I also want to have space to do the things that I think I'm good at. So it goes back to the two questions, you know, is the show good? And do I feel like I have enough creative input? On this show, I don't feel like I've had enough creative input, at least of the kind that I want. But I think the show is going to be good. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Like, does it matter? This podcast thingy is for me to talk about, you know, making art and my feelings about it. And yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to puzzle. I'll probably still be puzzling this out after it's over. But I do think the show is going to be good. So buy tickets, please. Money, I think I said this last week, but money is really tight this year. So please buy your tickets to watch the show online or in person, because it's available both, and it'll be available as a recording if you miss it. Please do that ASAP. Do that as soon as possible, because, yeah, we need money to pay for costumes and stuff. We go up August 17th. We load in on the 12th, which is just, as I said, 10 days away, and we got to pay for stuff before that. You can get your tickets at ytg.jp/oblique, OBLIQUE. Yeah. Okay. Not many other updates. YTG is taking up everything, my bandwidth, but I've managed to lose another lens. Hopefully this is just misplaced, like the 28mm one I lost last month or a couple months ago. But given the size, how physically big this one is, I kind of doubt it. I don't know what's happened to it. And I think this is the product of being in charge of too many things at every event that I do. Right. If I was just the photographer or just the technical director, it would be way harder for me to misplace things. You know, we do the rehearsal and then like everyone's cleaning up at the same time. And, you know, I've got all my stuff out because most of the equipment there is mine. And people are moving my stuff around because they have to in order to get other stuff cleaned up because they can't just wait for me to organize everything. So, yeah. Anyway, I think I'm going to keep working on keeping anything that's not immediately in use in its bag or case so that this doesn't happen again. So no lenses sitting out on tables, because I think that's sort of, that may have been what happened. I don't know if this happened in rehearsal. I did check the last time I for sure remember it being used or being with me was at Nerd Night on the 19th. The venue said they did not find a camera lens, and I really think I brought it into rehearsal after that. But I've searched the venue, I've searched JDS, I've searched my house, and I can't find it. So I don't know what happened. It's possible I left it at Nerd Night. I really think I brought it into the venue, so maybe it's somewhere at JDS. They've been doing shows, so things have been swept up places. I'm really hoping it turns up, because unlike the 28mm Soviet lens, it is not a cheap lens to replace, and it is my primary portrait lens. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I'm going to keep work on keeping things that are not in use in their bags, in their cases. That is something I've always managed to do when I'm on pro shoots, when I'm like, you know, when I'm only in charge of photos. And I've just got to start doing that for rehearsals as well, even though there's a lot more moving parts and I've got a lot more equipment. Like there's possibly sound equipment, there's like the, you know, computer equipment, and, you know, some of it stays at the venue, some of it goes home with me. So I'm just going to have to be a little bit more organized, because I can't have this happening again. I really hope this thing turns up. I mean, at least with the big one, I know it didn't fall out on the street somewhere, but, you know, being lost at JDS, if it got swept into a costume box that belongs to JDS, it might be a decade before it resurfaces. So, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I keep saying yeah. I think that's it. The show is going to be amazing. I think, I'm pretty sure. You never know. You never know this, you know, even 2 weeks out, you don't know. But I think it's got a good flow to it. The group is really talented. And, you know, it's sort of like the second half. In some ways, it's like the second half of Jekyll and Hyde last year. Like, I felt that I wasn't creatively connected to that. I'm more creatively connected to this year. But I did feel like the second half of the show was good. And if I'd gone to see it, I would have enjoyed it as a show. It's an emotional thing. I'm not even sure it's a logical thing. And I'm still working it out. But why don't you see it for yourself and judge? Then maybe we can talk about it afterwards. But I think it's going to be a good show. So yeah, check it out. Andrew out.